It's Becky's least favourite part of the week. It's time for the honesty game. Right, it's simple. You just tell me what you want to ask, and we have to answer it honestly. There's no getting out of this. You can ask any member of the team that you want. Send a text to 81199.
Becky normally has the best stories, though, doesn't she?
She does have good stories. Why do you fear this so much?
I don't know. It just makes me a little bit nervous.
Okay. Right then, let's get on with it. First person on the honesty game tonight, John.
You all right?
Welcome to the honesty game.
Yeah.
What's your question, please?
Hi, Becky. Would you ever leave your Greek boyfriend for a celebrity?
Okay. Would you ever leave your Greek boyfriend for a celebrity? Thank you, John.
No.
Okay.
Why are you looking at me like that? No, I wouldn't.
Not even Alex James off Blur.
No.
Caleb.
No.
You wouldn't leave your boyfriend...
No,
okay, why?
Because as much as I like thinking that I want to be in the Kings of Leon, I just think
I thought you wanted to go out with Caleb, not be in the Kings of Leon. Am I getting this wrong?
Well...
Rupert Penry-Jones.
This is different.
No.
Okay, go on.
I still wouldn't leave my boyfriend for Rupert Penry-Jones.
What would you do? Just dabble, then?
Yeah, just have a bit on the side, is it?
No, because Rupert's with the lovely Dervla off of Ballycus Angel.
You're just trying to not start a beef with Dervla off Ballycus Angel.
But if she said to him, it's all right for one dabble...
If he was single and I was single, then obviously things would happen.
Yeah, but that wasn't the question. Would you leave your boyfriend for Rupert Penry-Jones? And you're kind of going down the route that you might do.
No.
Okay. Just wanted to check, that's all. We're just exploring all the options.
Oh, she rolled her sleeves up then in a right huff at the end of that.
Is that Amy?
Hello.
Amy, you in Birmingham?
I am indeed, yes.
What's your question on the honesty game?
My question for you is, when was the last time somebody saw you naked?
Who's it to, this question?
That's for Scott.
What about you? When was yours?
About 2 weeks ago.
Right, what happened?
We split up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, I kind of put my phone in there a bit. Sorry,
Amy. Didn't split up because she was naked, did they?
I don't know.
That's what I'm wondering.
Okay, last time somebody saw me naked, actually, it was earlier today.
Right.
During Newsbeat. No, it wasn't.
When was it, then?
It was earlier today.
Right.
It was at the offices of Comet Relief in London.
It was at the offices of Plumber
Relief. Who was that guy that streaked round Eros in London? That famous Scottish comedian with a beard. Billy Connolly did that for Comic Relief 1 year, got naked and ran around London. You didn't do that, did you?
No, I didn't do that.
Seriously, you didn't even do that in the offices?
No.
Where were you trying to put the red nose?
Oh.
Why were you...
Right,
it's not meant to go there, you know.
I hope you got good money for the children.
It's not what it sounds like.
Why were you naked in the Common Relief offices?
Because...
Did they need a laugh?
No, because they're working very hard at the moment, and I went to record some little things that were going to go online on YouTube, and also...
You went to record your little things for the people in Common Relief?
And it's going to go on telly and stuff as well. And I had to get changed.
Well, after 9 o'clock, I hope.
I had to go and get changed. And I went into one of the offices next door that was empty, okay, and to put my... I'm not allowed to say what it was, but I had to put a costume on.
Why did you not go to the toilet to do this?
Because you went into somebody's office to expose yourself.
Because I love the thrill of it, Becky.
Thank you for working hard. I'm going to come into your office and get naked.
Yeah. No, the person...
I wonder what you did in your call centre appearances.
The nice person from Comet Relief... Let me explain, please. I'm talking. The nice person from Comet Relief said, oh, just nip in there. There's no one in there at the moment. So I did, but then someone walked in and I saw most things.
Are these the Comet Relief offices that are down towards, in South London, next door to the MI5?
Yes,
building? MI6 building,
yes. So they've probably got a butcher's as well.
Well, yeah, but they have cameras everywhere for security.
It's right opposite that building.
Yeah. So MI6 will probably have you...
Waving it about.
Film of you tackle out.
I didn't think about that.
And if they don't, I know that Common Relief has CCTV in each office.
No,
it's
they
like
don't.
We did
they
that do. When we did those spray tans and assured everyone we'd positioned the booth away from everything and then accidentally pressed a button which said Live Lounge 1 and we saw everyone naked.
They wouldn't do that at Common Relief. That's only the kind of weird thing they would do at Radio 1 because none of you can be trusted.
anyway. MI6 now have footage of you trying to put a red nose where it shouldn't go.
It wasn't like that, but anyway, back to the question, Amy. That was the last time that someone saw me naked earlier today. Any more questions? 81199. This is Scott Munn. It's 6:20. Honestly, game's on. We're loving it. Got a question? We'll run this about 6:30, I think. 81199. Where are you, Matthew?
I'm in Orkney.
Orkney, lovely. What's your question?
How many pairs of shoes do you each own?
How many pairs of shoes do we each own? Chappers.
Do I count football boots in this?
That's shoes, yeah. That's shoes, isn't it?
All right, I've got a pair of smart shoes, two pairs of trainers, AstroTurf trainers, and a pair of football boots. What's that, 5, 6?
Okay. You've got proper shoes, haven't you?
Yeah, posh shoes.
Oh, posh shoes.
Two pairs of trainers, pair of football boots, AstroTurf trainers. 5, in fact.
I think I've got 2 pairs of trainers, running shoes, and a pair of smart shoes. I forgot
my running shoes, 6. Sorry.
That's right. It, which for a girl, I think
that's amazing for a girl.
Extreme.
That is. I'm the kind of girl in this
you
question.
Have hundreds of pairs of shoes.
Yeah, but they're not all mine. Some of them are my flatmates. The more wacky ones are my flatmates. He calls them vintage trainers.
But you have them, like, piled up in your hall.
There is quite a lot, yeah. I think need to have a little bit of a clear out of those at some point. I must get around to that. I would say probably 30 pairs of trainers.
No, it's more than that. Like the distance from when you open your front door to the stairs...
is shoes.
It covers virtually the whole of the West Wing.
And you've stacked them up, like, 2 or 3 high in places.
How many would you say, then? I've never counted them.
It's about a...
It's not 100,
but there's
Becky.
About 200 or 300 pairs of shoes in that bit, aren't there? So 100 must be yours.
I've got quite a few, yeah. I like shoes, but not as much as I like sunglasses. I'm wearing bowling shoes.
How many pairs of sunglasses have you got?
Quite a lot.
Have you?
I don't know, yeah, quite a lot. I'm a little bit obsessed with them. You know, like girls get with shoes, I get like the sunglasses.
Well, and you do with shoes.
Well, they're not all... okay, and I do with shoes also. But yeah, I definitely have the most, I think, out of that. I'll count them tonight if you want. And
yeah,
please. I'll come back with the answer tomorrow. Tez?
Yeah?
What's your question?
Question is to Chappers. I was just wondering if he's ever gone into a lift and took his trousers down quickly before he got to the next level and then put them back up just before anyone, like, got into the lift.
Have you done this?
No, I might have done, actually, when I was a bit younger.
We've all done it.
Have you?
Of course I haven't.
I reckon you have, Scott.
Just you, then.
I reckon it's you as well.
No, I don't think it is, though, is it, Tess?
We'll see,
won't we? Wait, what's the answer?
No.
Oh, come
what?
On.
What do you mean, come on? Why?
So, you're on the ground floor. Bing. Lift door close. You think, REE! Before it gets to level one. We've all done
Have
it.
Have I been really stupid, but why would you want to do that?
That's what I don't get.
It's
honestly
the danger, Becky. It's the thrill again, you see. I love it. One minute I'm getting naked in the Comet Relief offices. The next minute I'm mooning in a lift just because I can, because no one can see me. It's like a timing thing.
Yeah, okay, it's just scaring me a little bit. It's nothing compared to exciting your life is, but I do sit down in lifts quite a lot.
You sit down in lifts?
Have you done that?
What?
Oh, it's brilliant. It's like a whole new lift experience. Next time you're in a lift, just sit down.
Why do you do that?
Amazing.
Why?
Is it just... It's like you're on a theme park ride, but for free.
Okay.
You don't want to be sitting down in a lift the same time as he takes off his trousers between floors, because you'd be at such the wrong level. Yeah,
that wouldn't be pleasant for you. Right, we'll do a little quick fire round in a minute. 81199. This is
Can
new.
I just say, I've never done anything in a lift.
Right.
Right?
This is... Oh, I have. This is Jack Penarte.
No!
This is Jack Penarte. Nothing I can't say. Nothing. This is tonight's today. It's our record of the week.
You've done more than just go up and down in a lift.
Yes. Okay, a couple of quick fire ones. Have you ever farted in a crowded lift?
Yeah.
No, I haven't, actually.
No.
No. Becky, when was the last time you changed your bed sheets? Joel from Dorset, working in Derby.
About 4 days ago.
Okay.
Once a week.
All right, Chappers.
What about your silk sheets?
Yeah, I just changed them, actually.
Did you really, though?
Yeah, 2 days ago.
Really?
Yeah, really.
I changed Sunday night.
Did you do
actually
it?
Change them, Chappers, or...?
Yes, I changed them. I'm perfectly capable of stripping a bed, washing the sheets and putting some fresh ones on, though it does take me about an hour and a half to sort the duvet out.
Okay. If you had to be trapped on an island with anyone from Radio 1, who would you choose?
Can somebody else answer that first, whilst I have a think?
Coxie, I think.
Sarah Cox. Mm.
She'd probably eat me, but, you know... She's so obsessed with food.
Cappuccino, double pork, Becky. Chappers? Still can't think of anybody, can you?
No, but I would
You're supposed to say Dave, your comedy partner.
I would quite like to spend it with Coxie, actually. I agree with you.
This is the default answer now. I'm going to say the one that doesn't speak.
How boring would that be?
No, she does have a point.
Say it. What are you saying?
I'm saying you're not going to get much conversation out of him, are you?
You're just permanently playing charades.
Just wanted to say that because I'm looking him straight in the eye now and he looks a little bit kind of awkward.